Podcast Help Desk number 97 for March 29th, 2017. See? I told you I'd be back.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and hey, finally, another edition of Podcast Help Desk. And I think these next few that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to kind of work into it slowly to get back on my somewhat normal schedule. But I want to start from scratch. So let's pretend that you don't have a podcast. If you already have a podcast, maybe some of this will be useful. Maybe not. But I definitely want to kind of start from scratch. I'm going to call this part of the beginner series again. So what we're going to do today is talk about in what order do you do things to get started podcasting. And just a quick note. Also, I am co-hosting another podcast out there. Yep. The world needs another podcast about podcasting, but this time it's a official Blueberry Company podcast called Your Podcast. You can find that over at PowerPressPodcast.com. And it's a second channel over there at that website. And I'm co-hosting it with Todd Cochran, the CEO of Raw Voice and Blueberry. And every 2 weeks, we're going to discuss what is going on in the podcast space a little bit, what's going on with the company Blueberry, talk about a little bit of technical stuff that's more Blueberry specific. Of course, this podcast is also brought to you by Blueberry. Use the promo code HELPDESK for a free month of any service that we provide directly. And that'll work over at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com. So on with the show. So the first thing that you need to do to start a podcast is have the idea. You get an idea of what it is you want to do for your podcast, what subject you want it to be, and what, if you're going to do guests and, or if you're not going to do guests, whatever subject. And what I like to do is sort of lay out the first few episodes. If it's a really nichey, non-newsy type podcast, I like to kind of lay out, the first few episodes. I kind of did that with Podcasting Tech Coach, which turned into Podcast Help Desk, is I had the first 10 or 12 episodes mapped out. No, not so much. But, just get the idea. And then the next thing you want to do is name the podcast. And, naming a podcast is something that isn't easy. It's not hard, but it's not super easy. You want it to be unique. So you want to do some Google searches and some searches on iTunes and searches over at Blueberry in the directory and, a few different places and make sure there's not an active podcast with the same name. Now, if there was a podcast of the same name and they haven't put on an episode since 2010, well, you're probably okay using that name. And also, keep in mind domain names. Putting the word the in front of it, sometimes that's a pain and sometimes that's okay. In this case, it's Podcast Help Desk. It's not the Podcast Help Desk. It could be, but it's not. And I did that on purpose. And, you want to make sure you get a domain name. Now, with all the new high-level TLDs out there, you can, you don't have to be a .com, although, .com or .net, .org, if you're more of a organizational type podcasts would work. But there's .guru.tv, especially for video podcasts, but even for audio, .tv is not terrible. .fm, .am, you know, so there's a lot of, TLDs out there. But just make sure that, you know, if you're going to do a podcast about underwater basket weaving, that there's not an underwaterbasketweaving.net. Well, actually, there is. But there's probably also an underwaterbasketweaving.com. And, you know, just make sure that, if the .com's taken, if it's not in use, because there's a lot of .coms that are not in use. So, you know, you're probably okay if it's not in use. But, if the .com's in use and you get the .net or the .tv or the .org or whatever, you know, you're probably okay. But on the other hand, you know, it's nice to not have that problem. So, you know, and you can have longer named domain names now. So, but, you know, I think the domain name is probably the second most important thing, you know, before you actually start recording. You know, figure out the name of it and then figure out a good domain name for it. And the domain name does not have to be exactly the same as the podcast name. I know a lot of podcasts that are not. I know a lot of podcasts that are, you know, and most of them that are the bigger shows. But, you know, it does work. You know, like I have Mike Dell's World and I have MikeDell.com. Okay, MikeDell.com. I got that originally back in the day because I thought that Dell Computer would want to pay me a bunch of money for it since their founder is also named Mike Dell, but no such luck. So it's my personal blog and podcast. And go check it out if you want. But, you know, think about the domain. And, you know, yes, it's possible to rebrand, but it's kind of a pain. I've done it a couple times. You know, I did that with an aviation podcast that I did back in the day. I had the word daily in it and in the domain name, and I decided I didn't want to do it daily. I was going to do it weekly. Well, darn it, I had to get a new domain name and call it weekly. And then that was silly because, you know, I'm not good at keeping schedules, as you know. So, you know, try not to do that, you know, daily or weekly, unless, you know, you really do plan on going daily or weekly or whatever, then I guess that's okay. The word podcast added to the subject, you know, say your show name plus the word podcast as a domain is good. I don't think I have any of those. Yeah, I do. TraverseCityPodcast.com. You know, because TraverseCity.com is our local visitors bureau here in Traverse City. So I couldn't get that one, but I wanted a .com, so I got TraverseCityPodcast.com. And that's totally fine. And it doesn't get confused with TraverseCity.com or any of the others. So, you know, think about that. You know, when you're getting your domain name, that you know, you're kind of going to be stuck with it. And like I said, adding the to the name, you know, some people, you know, there's a very popular podcast out there, The Audacity to Podcast. I think that's at theaudacitytopodcast.com. It's Daniel J. Lewis. Talked to about him a lot and even had him on the show at least once. So maybe have him on again sometime, probably. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, that's not a deal breaker, but, you know, I prefer not to use the in the name, you know, or the domain name anyway. Maybe the name of the show would be all right. But then again, you know, when you search for it, in iTunes or wherever else you're going to search for a podcast, the word the is probably ignored in most cases. So, you know, might work, might not. I don't know. Something to think about with the title. Yeah, and then once you get your title and get your domain, you're going to want to install your WordPress or, you know, whatever other site. But I would suggest WordPress. But there's others out there. There's Wix. There's what's the other one? Squarespace. You know, there's a bunch of platforms. Even, you know, GoDaddy website builder if you're hosting at GoDaddy. But I would highly suggest WordPress because then you can use the PowerPress plugin. And so that's what we're going to do in this series of getting started. Is we're also going to, you know, assume that you're going to use WordPress and assume that you're going to use PowerPress. But by no means do you have to do either one of those. And having the website and deciding how you're going to do it is a pretty important decision to get out of the way right at the beginning, because it's a lot harder to change it later than it is to just get it right in the first time. And don't be in a hurry. You know, that's from a guy that gets an idea for a podcast and has the website up and running, the feed up and running in 3 days. But, you know, don't do as I do as I say. No, that isn't right either. But, you know, to deciding what feed you're going to use right from the beginning is probably a good thing to do. Now, you know, I highly suggest you use your own .com for your feed, which means using WordPress and PowerPress most likely. You know, there are other ways of doing it, you know, and being though that I believe in what I talk about and that's what I do, I just assume you don't. But, you know, Blueberry, Libsyn, Spreaker, Squarespace. Well, Squarespace would actually have your domain in it, so that's actually a positive for them. But, you know, all these different web hosts do have the option of using a feed from their site. Now, be careful with that, because certain web hosts make it really hard to move away if you ever want to move. If you have it in, you know, have your domain name in the feed to begin with, then you're golden. And you can use any of these hosting sites. Like I said, I highly recommend using Blueberry because I can give you a free month, and I'd be the person to help you out most likely if you had any issues. But, you know, you're welcome to use anything else with PowerPress. All you need is a link to the MP3 on a host. You know, and I recommend not using your web host as a media host. A lot of web hosts will flat kick you off. I just had a ticket the other day of somebody that was using their own web host as their media host, and their web host decided that, hey, that's not cool. So they locked all the files from 2017, you know, made them inaccessible and said, hey, you're going to have to move these if, you know, because we can't have them on our server. So he was just hosed and had to migrate. Luckily, he migrated to Blueberry and all's well. But, you know, make sure you know what you're getting in for when you sign up for a service. And if you're going to use their feed, make sure there's an out. You know, Libsyn's good about that. Squarespace is good only in the fact that you have your domain name in it, so you control it anyway. So if you do move to WordPress later, you can redirect the weird feed that Squarespace gives you to the proper feed that PowerPress gives you on your own site. But, you know, you decide that up front. It's a whole lot easier, like I said, to do it the way you're going to do it in the first place and stick with it. You know, changing it up every, you know, 4 or 5 episodes does your listeners no good, does you no good. So, you know, take your time, plan it out, get some... do some research. You know, there's a lot of other podcasts about podcasting that'll tell you, you know, the way they prefer to do it. There's a lot of information out there. Some of it's bad, some of it's good, but there's a lot of information out there. And, you know, soak it all in, figure it out. But figure out what you're going to do before you start doing it. And don't get in a hurry. And next on the list is, how are you going to record? Are you going to generate your media file? Hopefully, you're going to do MP3 or MP4 if it's video, or M4V, I guess, works fine too. So you need a microphone, you need a camera, you need a device to record on, whether that's a portable recorder or a computer. If you're going to do Skype interviews or, you know, phone interviews or whatever, you're going to need some equipment. You know, the best practice is a mix minus setup, but there's other ways of doing that. And I'm going to have a whole episode in this series about how to record Skype calls and, you know, interview people. Not the mechanics of the interview. You'll have to figure that one out on yourself. I'm talking about the technology, but you'll have to figure out what you're going to use to record. And like I said, I highly recommend using MP3 for audio, using MP4 or M4V for video. And, you know, That's, you know, that's the best. And you want to make sure that your quality is not painful to listen to. And I have to admit, I have not found a lot of podcasts lately. I listen to samples of a lot of podcasts. You know, in the job that I'm in, I get to sample a lot of podcasts. And I have, it's been a really long time since I've heard a truly lousy audio podcast. You know, usually most people get this right. But the whole idea is you want to keep in a somewhat quiet environment, and likely you're probably hearing beagles upstairs in the background. This happens to be their active time of the night. So they're up there squealing and squawking, but you know, I've got enough equipment here that maybe you're not hearing that, and if you're not, that's awesome. But if you happen to hear it, I think that's okay. That's okay for me anyway. You know, your mileage may vary, but you know, make it so it's not painful to listen to. You know, like I said, MP3, you know, there's people that use GarageBand and they just use the stock settings and it comes out as an M4A, an AAC file. There's nothing inherently wrong about an AAC file. In fact, there's a new format coming that a friend of mine is working on that's called, I forget what he called it, high efficiency audio, something like that, which is going to be based on AAC. And that's awesome. But for compatibility's sake, MP3 is the way to go. The lame encoder that comes with the free Audacity, or doesn't come with it, you have to install it, it's not terrible. The key to that is that you, you know, encode at, you know, 64 mono if you're going to do mono, 128 stereo if you're going to do stereo, and that's kilobauds per second, kbps. That's what's known as the bit rate. Do not use variable bit rate in podcast MP3s. Make sure it's 44,100 hertz or 44.1 kilohertz for the sample rate. That seems to be the standard. You know, a lot of them will default to 48,000 hertz or 48 kilohertz. That's not as good as 44.1. So make sure you do that. You know, like I said, simple stuff like that. And we'll have a whole episode on recording as well. I'm just kind of doing the big overview right now. You know, what you need to do. But, you know, a way to record it. That's the, you know, the second big thing after you've figured out the name, you figured out the website, got the domain name, install your WordPress, if you're doing it the way I'm going to do it. And then the next big thing is to get used to recording. So do a bunch of tests. I say, before you launch, and launch is a bad word, but we'll go into, we'll have a whole section on that as well. Launching your podcast. But before you, put out the first episode, that's what I guess we'll call it instead of launch. Before you put out the first episode, you want to, you know, get used to your recording equipment, get used to your editing software. You know, decide whether you're going to do a lot of edits. Decide if you're not going to do a lot of edits. You know, some people just turn on the mic and whatever happens, happens. That's great. Some people edit every and ah out of the file, that's fine too. Nothing wrong with that. But decide how you're going to do that. You know, decide on a format for the show. You're going to do, you know, a segment on this, a segment on that, and or are you just going to turn on the mics and let it happen? You know, that's, I do a little bit of both. You know, just depends on the mood. Like I said, I'm not the typical podcaster. I kind of do things the way I do them. And people seem to like it, so I keep doing it. Sometimes they take long breaks, but that's a whole nother story. But, you know, make sure you're happy with the recording quality, and, you know, seek out advice if you have an issue. You know, a lot of people get condenser microphones, and before you've probably heard me say, well, don't get a condenser microphone, they're terrible, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're not terrible. Any microphone, as long as it's decent, will do okay. It's just you have to be aware of your environment. You have to be aware of, you know, how to use the microphone, mic technique. I'm using a Heil PR40. You know, insert the angelic music here, like Dave Jackson always does. But yeah, I'm currently using the PR40. Is it the best microphone in the world? No. Is it the best microphone for me? Probably not. But it's a decent microphone. It's a great microphone. Costs a little too much, but it's a great microphone. But, you know, if I don't use it right, it's going to sound like garbage. Just like if you buy a Blue Yeti. That's the one everybody likes to pick on here lately. It's the Blue Yeti. Even worse is the Blue Snowball. But you can make those sound decent as well. Now, you have to have a much quieter environment, in my humble opinion, to use one of those. You sort of turn down the mic gain. And you experiment with it and figure out, you know, do I need to be 3 inches from it or do I need to be right up on it? Do I need to talk loud? Do I need to talk normal? What do you do? Experiment. That's what the test recordings are for. And get it to a happy medium. You know, nothing worse than hearing a condenser microphone in a big room with lots of echo, and there's three people, standing 10 feet away from it, and it sounds terrible. But like I said, I don't run into that as much as I used to. But if I had a condenser microphone here, first off, I couldn't have these dogs upstairs running around and all that. I'd have to be in a much quieter environment. A lot of people will do podcasts in a closet. You know, they'll go in there and scoot the coats and whatever else is hanging up and get in between all those clothes and, let it rip. You know, that's a great way to use a condenser microphone. It's not very convenient, not very fun. But you could have great results with that. So, I'm revising my opinion of condenser microphones. You know, if you know how to use them and you've got the right environment for it, they're awesome. You know, we use them at the radio station for live bands. There's nothing better than an acoustic guitar, 3 feet away from a really good condenser microphone in a quiet studio. It's awesome. So nothing wrong with that. So it works fine for vocals. It's just, you got to be aware that the frequency response of the thing is much higher, and it does tend to pick up some background noise that, say, this PR40 does not pick up. But like I said, if you use it right and you pick the right environment, you can make an awesome podcast with a Blue Yeti. Okay, so to sum it up for now, that should be enough for the first episode in this new series of beginners. To sum it all up, you want to pick the name, pick the subject, get your domain name, get your website set up, learn how to record, get the equipment you need. And like I said, if you're going to do interviews, and you don't have to do interviews to do podcasts, but if you're going to do interviews, I'll have a whole show about how to do interviews as far as the technology. And, make sure you know how to record and get it right. Get it to where it sounds decent to you. Pass around some of these test recordings to various friends and tell, hey, well, how's this sound? Load it on your phone and listen to it in the car. Listen to it on earbuds. Listen to it on your computer speakers. Maybe even listen to it on your TV set if you can figure out how to do that. But, see how it sounds in all the different environments. And, figure out your technique. And, don't get... frozen by the, this microphone's not good enough. I just get a better microphone, I'll feel like doing it. I've got, a whole drawer full of microphones. I had that problem. And now I've got it to where I've got, two basic microphones that I use. I use this PR40 and I use a headset. The headset microphone sounds almost as good. Probably not quite as good, but it sounds almost as good, and it's plenty good for what I use it for. And that's really all you need. And I also have a mobile setup with one of the other microphones that everybody talks about is the ATR2100. That's not the be-all, end-all of microphones either. It's cool. It's, you can use it as a USB mic, or you can use it as a XLR mic into a mixer or an audio interface. And, it works out great. But you don't have to have either one of those microphones. You don't have to have the $300 microphone. $50 to $100 is, get you a plenty decent dynamic microphone that'll do everything you need it to do. So don't fret about that. And, get your website set up, figure out what how you're going to do your feed, and, put out some test episodes. So rather than going over the entire last podcast, just hit rewind and listen to this again. But that's the basic getting started as far as, you know, what you need before you actually start. And the next few episodes, like I said, I'm going to do one on recording Skype calls and phone calls and whatnot. And I'm going to go review a couple of phone apps that are pretty cool. I've never done that, so I'm going to go do that. So I'll have a whole episode on that. I have a whole episode on setting up the feed, both with your web host or with your media host or with your own website, but I prefer you use your own website. And we'll go through the nitty-gritty. So hopefully this will be informative to those of you who don't have a podcast yet, and hopefully those that do have a podcast might learn something, or you might want to argue with me. If that's the case, you can always email me, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or mike@mikedell.com. Either one works. Comes to the same mailbox. If you got any, you got anything that you disagree with, I would really love some voice feedback. If you have a question that you want me to use on the show, record it, send it to me, or hit the leave a voice comment on the website. Either way, but record it. That way I can use it on the show and I can talk about it. Maybe even we'll pick a time and we'll talk about it together. I enjoy people that disagree with me to a point. So, definitely get a hold of me. podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com or mike@mikedell.com, or just come to podcasthelpdesk.com and click the leave a voice comment. If you want to sign up for anything over at Blueberry, hosting, websites, whatever, over at Blueberry, use the promo code HELPDESK for a free month. And that'll give you a free month. Gives me a pat on the back with my boss. And it's pretty awesome stuff, and you're supporting the show by doing that. I've also got an Amazon link. Got some other links in the sidebar over at podcasthelpdesk.com. Check out any one of those, and that'll help the show. And definitely, I will be back. I'm going to try for a weekly thing for a while here, so I'm not going to promise anything, but they will be more frequent than they have been. With that, catch me later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.